This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 323, down 3. March corn, 335 and 3 quarters, down 3 and a quarter. May corn, 344 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. November soybeans, 910 and a quarter, down 12 and a half. January soybeans, 918 and 3 quarters, down 12 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 927, down 12 and a half. December wheat, 474 and a quarter, up a quarter. March wheat, 487 and a half, down a quarter. May wheat, 497, no change. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. Illinois winter grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon with a forecast of a week of favorable weather to mature crops and aid in harvest. Grains continued their slide lower. In northern and western Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at 251 to 303. While soybean bids were mostly 13 to 15 cents a weaker at 851 to 885. In central Illinois, winter grain dealers quoted those shell corn bids mostly 3 to 5 lower at 276 to 294. Soybean bids were mostly 12 to 13 lower on Friday at 868 to 910. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 cents at 260 to 279. Soybean bids were 11 to 13 lower at 859 to 880. And the wheat bids today mostly steady, range from 290 up to 404. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 13 to 14 cents lower on Friday at 890 to 905. Basis ended steady to 10 cents lower, range from 20 under to 5 under November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $352.20 to $421.20. That's down $9.20 to $10.20 per ton lower, with basis down $4 to $5 a ton, ranging from $45 to $114 over October. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower at 288 to 308, with basis steady to 5 cents lower, ranging from 35 to 15 under December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 8 lower at 258 to 283, basis 2 to 5 cents weaker, ranging from 65 to 40 under December. Soybeans ended 8 to 14 cents weaker at 848 to 890, with basis mixed range from 62 to 20 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 9 cents lower at 286 to 287. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 13 cents with quotations at 902 to 904. Soft red winter wheat steady to 5 cents weaker at 323 to 324. And the Milo down 3 cents at 298 to 303. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 278 up to 317. January soybean bids at 888 to 919. In central Illinois, January delivered corn range from 297 up to 319, with the January bean bids at 887 to 928. And in the southern part of the state, January delivered corn range from 306 up to 321, with the January beans at 904 up to 937. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 158.45, up $3. December live cattle, 162.10, up $3. February live cattle, 162, up $2. October feeder cattle, 233.10, up $3. November feeder cattle, 231.60, up $3. January feeder cattle, 226.17, up $3. October lean hogs, 106.52, up 20 cents. December lean hogs, 94.47, up 87 cents. February lean hogs, 89.50, down 10 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $1.06 higher in the range from $96 to $110.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $106.64. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 higher, with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 48 to 55, 4 to 5 weights 49 to 56, 5 to 6 weights 51 to 57, and 6 weights and up 55 to 60. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $70 to $75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,841 head. And now moving on to the Carthage Livestock Auction, they had a special feeder cattle sale with receipts of 1,060 head. Trade was active with very good demand, especially for the high-quality reputation cattle. Even though the weather was extremely nice, farmers came to town for this outstanding set of cattle. A large number of heifers went back to the farm for replacements. Okay, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Five weights were 261 to 296. Six weights were 255 to 267. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Three weights were bringing 288 to 296. Four weights, 257 to 269. With a real nice set of four weights at 284 to 293, they went home for replacements. Five weights were 232 to 246, and some fancy five weights, 255.50 to 266.50. Six weight cattle heifers brought 224 to 240, with some replacements selling at 250.50 to 262.50. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones. Five weights were bringing 251 to 275. Six weights, 182 to 221, and some seven weights at 190. Now moving on to the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 432 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 145.50 to 156.75. Choice Holstein steers, 140 to 146. Choice slaughter heifers, 152 to 156.25. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 153 to 157 and on a dress basis 242 to 246. Heifers on a live basis traded at 156 to 157 and on a dress basis 240 to 245. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 244 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $118.63, and that was 28 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $237.66, that was $1.45 lower, with select carcasses at $225.48, that was 14 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated to be 104,000. That compared to 106,000 last week and 110,000 a year ago. Year-to-date slaughter on cattle, 22,242,000 head. And on a year-to-date basis, that's 7% lower than what it was in 2013. Hog slaughter was estimated at 368,000. That compared to 369,000 last week and 415,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter year-to-date, 81,223,000, and that represents a 5.3% lower slaughter than the 2013. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.75. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.65. September corn delivered to Scottville, $2.75. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.65. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $8.61. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $8.60. September beans delivered to Scottville, $8.61. October beans delivered to Scottville, $8.60. And September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.46. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.75. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $8.61, and wheat at Scottville is $3.46. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday morning brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Illinois. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer and by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Stein, we are continually inspired to provide growers with the industry's highest yielding seed. That's why every decision we make is driven by performance. Hi, I'm Myron Stein, and our performance success continues with Stein HB Corn, geared for higher population, higher performance, and higher yields. Stein HB Corn gives you a whole new edge.
For maximum performance this season, choose Stein HP Corn. Visit steinseed.com/HP or contact your local Stein Seed dealer today.
For today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, once again, sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, with a chance of a shower Wednesday through Thursday night. Low temperatures falling to the mid-40s, high temperatures falling to the mid-60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature, 53 degrees under clear skies. And that's a check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Stein Seed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer and by the M&M Service Company. Coming up next, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and here's what's really going on in the country. As a farmer myself, I understand how difficult it can be sometimes to get someone to come in and work on your auto steer or make your yield monitor work or get it calibrated correctly. And one of the biggest struggles we see on our own farm is, oh man, that computer's just not quite right. I'm telling you, we have the people at CHS Shipman that are experts in this field. Scott Paul is a walking textbook on planters and combines. We have these people, and he's one of our lead tech guys. So if you can't get your planter to work or your monitor to work or you're having trouble with your combine, give us a call. Yeah, we sell fertilizer. We sell fuel. We have people in the grain business. But we are absolute experts in our field when it comes to ag technology in the tractor. We are an Ag Leader Blue Delta dealership, and nobody does it better than us. We're proud of our people. We're proud of our stuff. And we have the right stuff to help you get moving this fall. This is Phelpsy with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. Ram Truck Event with the Ram Back-to-Back Truck of the Year has up to 72 months to qualified buyers, and we have a great selection. Also, the Great American Driveaway events taking place with Dodge Avengers 30 miles per gallon have up to $3,000 rebate, and the Town of Country has 0% for 72 months. All these right here at Bishop Motors, where your word in a handshake makes the best deals.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. C&B Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century, with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. C&B Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. C&B Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
For a look at how the harvest is progressing around the listening area, I spoke with area farmer Thomas Martin.
Definitely saw an abnormal amount of rain earlier on back, I guess, August. And there's a couple times where, you know, the field conditions were a little wetter than we would maybe prefer, but certainly it really didn't hamper anything. The real problem that we had was the moisture in the corn just seemed to take quite a while to come dry down, but in the last few days, with all the sunlight and a little bit of warmth, we've really seen that kind of become less of an issue.
And what was the highest moisture content you were harvesting at for corn?
There's a few times it got into about 22, which is a lot more than we'd want to see it, trying to avoid using a grain drying system. But, you know, for the most part, I'd say 20, 21 is probably what we're looking at, a lot of our moisture.
And a lot of people were really, you know, hyping up and getting excited that this year's going to be a bumper crop. Are your yields as good as you were hoping them to be?
I would say so. We're probably looking at being right in line with last year on some of our yields, seeing a lot of fields kind of in that 220, 230 range on the yield per acre. Definitely satisfied with the yields. I think not having a lot of rain in July has probably kept the corn from reaching possibly its full potential on yield this year. We probably only got about an inch of rain in July for a lot of our fields, and I think that definitely hurt the crop, but it certainly didn't keep it from producing.
And a lot of people are noticing some stalk problems in some of their field. Are you guys encountering any of those problems?
So on the stalk issue, I would say that we've had a couple of our hybrids have definitely seen some more lodging issues, but we really haven't had a lot down corn. What I would say is we've noticed more of an issue on where we've done corn after corn. We do a lot of non-GMO corn, and so I think we probably have been getting some, you know, insect damage on that corn that we might not be seeing where we've done a corn-soybean rotation.
But overall, is everything looking pretty good? Not a lot of problems out there in the fields?
Really, I think, you know, the last week and this week and looking already for next week, we've had some ideal weather for getting out into the field for harvest. I really couldn't ask for, you know, much better conditions right now. Soybeans are certainly starting to catch up on ripeness. I'm not sure exactly when we'll be starting to really look at harvesting into soybeans. We did take out the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders plot yesterday that we have at our farm, and I'm sure you'll have someone talk about the results, but definitely saw some interesting yields on there. One of the hybrids actually was up above 280 bushels to the acre.
And there were some people from the University of Illinois and also from SIU who were projecting that we were going to see some fields hit 300 bushel corn.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, our farm is going to be looking at that again. You know, non-GMO does not always reach the same yield levels as some of the genetically enhanced hybrids on the market. But certainly, you know, it still typically will justify the premium that we get for our corn. And I won't be surprised to hear some 300 numbers, maybe further north of where we're at, where they might have gotten some more rains through July. I think that's probably what kept us back from having, you know, yields that greatly surpassed last year.
Again, that was Montgomery County farmer Thomas Martin. For an update on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders plot, which was taken out last Thursday, I spoke with Matt Stolte.
Yes, we took out the plot yesterday afternoon there at Carl Martin's residence, just south of his house, and the yields were extremely pleasing. From what I told Carl and Thomas I figure they'd be around the 230 to maybe the 280 range, and that's kind of exactly where the range consisted of throughout the plot.
That's pretty impressive, 280.
Yeah, overall, the winning company was Dyna-Gro, and it won by 286.1 bushel, which was 22.8 bushel better than the overall chick. Following number two was Agrigold at basically 278.3 bushel. So overall pretty good with those two numbers. And then the lowest one, which is nothing to complain about, was 232.5 bushels. So nothing wrong with actually losing this plot because you're still at 232 bushel for this year.
Right. I don't think anyone is going to complain about 232.
No, not at this year. They shouldn't at this year, at least.
And how did these numbers compare to other numbers that you've witnessed in the past?
I was double-checking that last night, comparing in 2012, which was a drought, but it was the same location, and we were roughly about 100 bushel better than that year. Now, last year, the plot was located just north where the soybean plot was, and that plot went about, I think the plot average was right around 210. So just, 20, 30 bushel better than what we were looking at last year on average.
And as I understand, you guys also have a soybean plot. When are you hoping to be able to take that out?
I haven't talked to Carl yet, but quite a few guys are actually switching over and starting to cut beans. I figured it would be probably in another 3 or 4 days before Carl probably starts cutting. So maybe next week or the week after, we'll try to get the bean plot out as well. And what I'm understanding, yields are coming out anywhere from 60 to 75 bushel on soybeans. I got my first plot information in today, and I think the plot averaged roughly right around 71 bushel. So it looks like the soybean yields are going to be just as good as the corn yields this year.
Right, right. Definitely nothing to sneer at in terms of the soybean yields.
No. I was kind of thought the soybean yields would lag behind, but with everything coming out, from what I'm hearing, looks like they're right there where they need to be.
All right, sounds great. Well, Matt, are there any other final thoughts you want to share with us about the Young Leaders plot?
I just want to thank all the companies that participated. There was actually 15 corn companies, and they were all allowed 2 hybrids this year. I just want to take time to thank them for participating, and especially Thad from AgVenture. He stopped by yesterday and helped us out, take out the plot as well. And thanks to Carl and Thomas for putting all their efforts into making the plot look as good as it does.
It really takes everyone you can get to help run one of these plots.
Yeah, and Thomas and Carl do an extremely good job keeping it mowed and making sure all the signs stay up and looking good. So I want to thank them for putting all their effort into it as well.
And can we have the winner of the plot just one more time?
And I'll give you the top 5. This year's top winner was Dyna-Gro. Number 2 was Agrigold. Number 3 was Wiffles. Number 4 was AgVenture, and number 5 was LG. All this information will be found on the Montgomery County Farm Bureau website, and we will probably put a little bit of information in the paper as well.
Again, that was Matt Stolte with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.